TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Alastair Hutton with an article written by Heather. Two recent legal battles have seen visually impaired people challenging roadside curb heights. One court case reached the High Court when visually impaired pedestrian Sarah Ledbetter challenged government guidance from the Department of Transport, DfT, that recommends a minimum curb height of just 2.5 centimetres. Ms. Ledbetter and her legal team put forward two key points in arguing against the government's decision to set the minimum curb height at such a low level. The first point drew attention to research which showed that curb heights below 6 centimetres were unsafe for blind and visually impaired people, and argued that the DfT had ignored this research in setting a lower minimum curb height. The legal team said that recommendations for further research on curb height had been made repeatedly in reports published between 2015 and 2021, but the research underpinning these reports had not been obtained before DfT issued its latest guidance. The second point questioned the validity of DfT's consultation about the 2.5 centimetre minimum curb height because the consultation lasted only 12 days. Ms. Ledbetter's legal team argued that this was too short and that the DfT had failed to consult properly on the decision. In response, the DfT told the court that the 2.5 centimetre minimum curb height was contained in guidance from 1998, and so it was reasonable to maintain this in the guidance, pending the results of further research. The High Court has now ruled that the DfT's recommendation on the 2.5 centimetre minimum curb height was issued legally, despite inadequate consultation. Although this case was lost, there is hope for future changes to curb height recommendations. DfT told the court that further research was due late in 2023 and indicated that a further review of curb heights might be carried out in light of this new research. The second recent case centred around a legal challenge to York City Council about the right of access to dropped curbs in the city centre. Flick Williams, a visually impaired wheelchair user, complained to the council about unlawful blocking of access dropped curbs. She found that while she was in a shop, a neighbouring cafe had put out tables and chairs which blocked access to the dropped curbs that she needed to be able to cross the road. Ms. Williams challenged the council's licensing rules around outdoor seating, pointing out that many cafes were not leaving the required 1.5 metres of clear footpath that would allow pedestrians and wheelchair users to get past without a struggle. York City Council has apologised and admitted that it got things wrong. Ms. Williams has now reached an out-of-court settlement with the council.